Buddy, here we are again, first Monday of the month, and this is Mixed Plate with Auntie Poo and Nanny Rogers in the living sovereign land of Hawaii. Aloha mai ka ko. So happy that you have joined us. we got an interesting topic today, so stay with us, hang with us. Aloha, sending you guys all our love from beautiful Kauai, Princeville. And thank you for listening. And we are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. K224CQ. Where is it? Anahola? I call him Mike. K284AL Hale Eva. We are on 90.9 FM in Hanalei, 91.9 FM island wide, 92.7 FM Anahola, Moloa'a, and 104.7 FM Oahu, 95.1 on the cable. Teaching me how to.
And again, welcome for joining us on Living Sovereign, KKCR Hanalei, with Auntie Pua Nani Rogers. Programs like Songs of Sovereignty, programs like Living Sovereign are made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee and Kalahio Chiropractic.
Kauai Coffee Company. The Kauai Coffee Estate is located on Highway 540. Walking tour and samples of all of our coffees available. 100% Island Estate grown Kauai Coffee. More information online at kauaicoffee.com.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Mahalo Nui Loa for supporting Kauai Community Radio and Living Sovereign with Auntie Pua Nani Rogers. How's it, Auntie Nani?
How's it? I'm just cracking up.
I know, because I keep calling it Songs of Sovereignty because I'm so used to doing my own show on Wednesday.
Mahalo to you for stepping in and helping out your auntie over here today. Yeah, this is Living Sovereign. Yeah.
Okay, we're Living Sovereign in the Sovereign Hawaiian Kingdom. And what are we talking about today, Auntie?
Very interesting topic, and I did mention it on my Facebook page, too, when I posted about our show today. And the topic is, why are we being denied access to public access roads, trails, when we know that, that's it. Denied access is going to be the topic for today. And we're hoping that as you are listening, and if you yourself have experienced any kind of activity like that, being denied access to go and gather or to go and fish or to go and hunt or any of those traditional and customary practices that we have the right to perpetuate, just let us know. Call us up. 826-7771 is our number here at the studio. Kailani and I are here and just so anxious to hear from all of you. This is a very, very important issue, folks. public access, yeah? Because our lives depend on us having access to our cultural practices and traditional practices that we do up Malka or Makai or even in between. So I know you understand that. I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here, but it is happening. It's very serious. How many places do we have? We're going to find out, yeah?
Well, you'll recall in 2004, Lico Martin and I were arrested at Papa'a Bay.
Oh, yes.
On the old government access road, which Peter Guber had erected a gate over.
Know it very well. I was there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It was my first experience with silver bracelets.
Okay. And then the last one was at Waipahee.
Oh, well, I never get the bracelets over there. But that was the most recent denial of access that we've experienced. You were there as well,
yeah,
where we went there. And again, a private property owner.
It was shocking to me.
Put a gate over the road. And we brought government maps from the land surveyor's office to show the police. And I don't understand, except that I do, because it's been going on for so long.
I was really shocked to see that big gate and stone walls, and like it was a fortress. All I remembered was the yellow pipe kind gate, the swinging kind that they usually put, like by the bypass road and stuff. That's what I saw there the last time I was up there, so...
Well, now it looks like the entrance to a private estate.
Yes.
Yes.
Which they're claiming.
And they're saying they have jurisdiction and the permission of the county and blessing of the state to have not one, not two, but three gates. But if we go back in time, you'll know. And if you're listening and you have an access story to share with us, please call us here, 826-7771.
Yes.
And we want to put you on the air. We want to hear about your denial, your being denied access. Here's the thing. We have rights as people of Native origins, and we have no boundaries under federal law, the list goes on. So we are not supposed to have any boundaries. We're supposed to be able to access anything, anywhere, anytime, our resources, yeah? So what's been going on, though, since the plantations time? Can you imagine back in the day how the ancient, you know, the people ran freely here, but they
absolutely,
they were guaranteed access to everything in their
anywhere.
Ahupua'a.
Yep.
There was no theft because you didn't have to steal. You could have whatever you want.
Right.
You don't have to go, steal papayas from somewhere. But within the Ahupua'a, you had access to all of the resources from ocean to mountain, air to underground.
Yeah.
All the mineral rights as a Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. And then can you imagine then the plantation guys came over and the cattle ranchers and they started planting the invasive, all the pines, the conifers, the eucalyptus, all of these huge trees, the ironwoods, they were all brought here not only to stave off erosion, but they were brought here to delineate boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So most of those plants that you see, these big trees and stuff.
Plum too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They were all brought from... the missionary families that turned into the plantation families. And they put up their fences.
Yeah.
And they marked their boundaries. This is my plantation. This is your plantation. Prior to that, none of that had gone on here. There were no boundaries.
No.
So can you imagine a kupuna back then always used to walk over there?
They had their coconut tree, the rock over there, you know, that kind of science.
Right,
to
right.
But kind of boundary out their place.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, no fences, no, you know, no barricades kind of boundaries. It was a free land.
And so then the plantations put up their fences.
Mm, right.
And all of a sudden, there were places you couldn't go unless you work for the plantation. The same thing's happening today. We don't have those plantations except for our GMO guys on the other side, and they're a whole different. But
oh,
oh, now
I
the
that
private
place up Waipahe was a plantation.
It's a ranch.
Oh, I know, but
he's cattle ranching, but
plantation
he's
mentality.
Exactly. So when they started putting up these fences, and eventually that led to the overthrow because these guys realized, hey, these Hawaiians, they don't know what is boundaries. They don't know what fence is. They don't understand that. So we've got to just take over the whole thing because outside of their boundaries, Hawaiians still live in a commonwealth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they still had access to other resources. So it was about control, and it's the same plantations, the families of the plantations that are controlling the government today.
Right.
So when I'm telling people in my car, I just did a tour, and I'm showing them all these different things that have gone down in our history, and they're like, well, doesn't the government, isn't that against the law? I mean, these people from mm-hmm. Indiana know it's against the law.
Yes.
And I have to explain to them, I'm sorry, but every last person in our government, I don't care who you are, you're a criminal. They are criminals. They're participating in the crime, which is the theft of Hawaii, and now mm-hmm. it's the seizure of our assets. So you can be a really nice county council member, but you're still a criminal to me.
Mm.
End of story. You can be a really great presidential candidate, but you're nothing but a criminal to me. And I'm not the only one that feels like that. Mm-hmm. If you talk with Dr. Tsai or our other scholars, mm-hmm. they will tell you, they will identify this government and its players absolutely are criminals, and they know what they're doing.
I believe it.
They know what they're doing.
No, they're playing a big pretend game.
Mm-hmm.
It's let's pretend we are a government.
So when we go to the criminal to ask them for our access, what's going to happen? Nothing.
No.
So, you know.
They're going to lie and cheat and conspire.
Well, and we saw that's what happened in the police report.
What they do. Oh, tell me about that.
With Uncle Liko. I was there. We filmed it. He made sure they wrote on that report that it said that it took place at Waipahe'e Road.
Definitely.
And that was very important to get that on the report. They said it took place on Hawa'ala Road, which has no waterfall on it.
And a different date as well.
Yes, they put a different date on it.
So has that been corrected? I wanted to see if there's any update.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard back from the mayor's office and Chief Perry's office. I've asked them to both contact me when that has been corrected, and I've not been contacted, neither has Liko. In fact, they won't tell Liko anything.
What?
Well, they're hoping that police report will just go away because here we have again, they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Yep.
Okay. So Waipahe'e Road is absolutely a road, as is the old government access road down Papa'a Bay, which still, by the way, has a gate over it.
Still.
Mm-hmm. One of the things our county council did was they created a means for the private property owner to block the access. And what it was they created a bill and passed it that if you were caught blocking an access, it's $1,000 a day fine. Now, that really looks like they're going after the private property owner. However, nothing in the bill talks about opening the access back up. So it's very cleverly written.
Oh.
So that if you're a rich guy like Mark Zuckerberg, you can block the access and pay $1,000 a day fine, $365,000 a year to the county of Kauai. And have your own private beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a tax write-off to them.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we've got all these kind of glorious hooky-hooky games going on around here. And the stench of it reaches way up high. And it's all coming out now.
Yes.
So Why are all the accesses all of a sudden private property owners, they no scared block the access? Why? Oh, it's only $1,000 a day. So
they don't care.
That's something that we need to address in the next General County Council meeting. And you know me, Auntie, like I said, to me they're all nothing but criminals.
Yeah.
Because they're participating in this fraud.
And they know it.
Part of their job as county council member, members of the government, is to protect us. We, the people of national origins, are protected under federal law, even though we didn't do their federal recognition. Because we're part of the United Nations, we are protected people. Mm. And there are laws. There's a federal law called PASH.
We're not part of the United Nations.
The United States and Hawaii is part of the United States. Hawaii is part of the United Nations. Hawaii is part of the United Nations, and it was admitted under Chapter 11 of the Geneva Convention by the United States. So we fall under a very special area.
Wow.
As people of national origin, okay? So we fall under international law, and the federal government knows this. Now, the federal government, because of this Geneva Convention, created what's called PASH, Public Access Shoreline Hawaii.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this show, you can Google that, PASH. And essentially what it says is that the people of national origins have access. We have no boundaries. So go ahead, Auntie. You did the research.
All right. So PASH Access, it's a pre-1778 descendant traditional cultural practice. Oh, it affects all of that. And less than fully developed land. And it says that we have lateral coastal transit for everybody under HRS 115. Okay, what it is, this is a graphic here. And then down below, there's this table that says access rights for whom, how long, and where. So under PASH, it says for whom, it's for the pre-1778 descendants, cultural practitioners, land not developed. For how long, and it says until the land is developed. Where? Undeveloped land. Okay, so PASH, got it? It's undeveloped land.
Okay, and okay, so here you have done this flow chart, or it's not a flow chart, but it's a chart talking about PASH access. Mm-hmm. So to use PASH access, that particular law, to defend your access rights, you have to be a pre-1778 descendant, mm-hmm. a traditional cultural practitioner, and it has to be less than fully developed land. And that's what those laws apply to. Okay, under the Highways Act, which you have printed out here, it is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Access is for everybody.
Everybody.
How long? Forever.
In perpetuity.
And where? Anything pre-1892. Anything that was here before 1892. So that's the Highways Act.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we have the
written
lateral...
Written by the Queen, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the lateral coastal transit. And that is also for everybody. And it is forever. And it's Mauka of the shoreline. So those are three laws now that defend our right to access that
Absolutely.
Are being infringed upon. Okay? Because Forest Reserve, in the case of Waipahe'e, the access that he's blocked is actually Forest Reserve land.
It is. Kelia Forest Reserve.
Yes. So that is not fully developed land. So that throws out his argument there.
Right.
Okay. And
because PASH can apply to that.
Right. It also the Highways Act.
The Highways Act as well.
Applies to that. Waipahe'e Road, before it was a road, it was a trail pre-1892.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have the map that shows that.
Mm-hmm.
So those two laws apply in that instance, that his putting that gate over the road mm-hmm. is illegal. Here's the thing that is kind of mind-blowing about Kauai is that we have these laws, but if you pay somebody off, you can do what you like.
Uh-oh, that's where the corruption comes in.
So
that's where the dirtiness comes in.
Right? Yeah. So if I give you I give you some cash, then this Pass Rights and this Highway Act no count, okay?
Bribery gets them everything.
So here's where the Highways Act is being violated right now by Mark Zuckerberg and his strong arm, Sean Smith, a former police officer. They have cut down ironwood trees.
And the Alahele.
And blocked the Alaloa Trail, which is part of the Alahele, yeah? And that trail is pre-1892. It's also Mauka of the shoreline. So it also is the lateral coastal transit. And it's not developed land.
Okay.
So violation of all three there. Okay. So if you're listening and this is sounding like it makes sense to you, or you have a story you'd like to share with us regarding access.
Denied access.
Denied access. Give us a call here at 826-7771. We'd really love to hear from you. If you don't want to go on the air, we can just write them down and tell them out, you know, I'll answer the phone and we can take your call. But that's the thing, okay? So we have a problem. We have the way things have been done since the time of the plantation, which is dishonest and unlawful, but it's the way things have been done.
That's it.
So government officials,
they think it's normal.
Government officials, policemen, the people that are actually supposed to be enforcing law, like the ones we just read to you, are actually enforcing money. And they don't know the difference anymore. So we have to enlighten them.
It's all about greed.
Well,
so
I think
all the greedy people out there.
I think there's some police officers that don't really understand what's going on. It's just been done this way for so long.
I see.
And they think they're just doing their jobs, but actually their job would be to enforce these laws.
Exactly.
So they're not doing their jobs.
And, you know, I also called the Na Alahele Agency because I wanted to ask them if, in fact, lately they had any, did any kind of an action about denied access on the island. Never got back to me. I was like, I think I called someone with Na Alahele.
Let's take this call.
Let's take this call. Aloha.
Wow, that's loud.
Loud.
Aloha, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Ashley.
Oh, there's two people.
There we go. Are you there? You're on the air.
Hi. I'm on the air?
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Is this Kalani, you guys?
Yeah, this is Kalani and Nani.
Hi,
can
sweetheart.
Can you hear someone?
First of all, I just love Kalani. She's just like such a warrior.
Anyways,
I've been here 43 years and I've seen some serious access denials happen. I'm still really,
it's very, very interesting because my earphones just jacked all the
and this sea cliff.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello. Are you there?
Do you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Okay, I'm talking right into you guys.
Can you start over?
I'm really, really pissed off about Sea Cliff and the denial of our access to Crater Hill. And I don't know what happened to those Kilauea folks. I live in Haena, been here 43 years. And you know what? I've always wanted to just voice my opinion about one of my very favorite hangout spots. You know, we go up there
watching
and
the sunset.
Our little picnic and enjoy our lives up there. And I don't know who took that access away, but you know what? It still pisses me off. And I just want to say that Sea Cliff people, you know, you can go F yourself because it's so lame that I can't go up there, drive up there with my son that's in a wheelchair and my daughter who has cerebral palsy or whatever. I can't hike up there with them. I mean, I like to drive up there and have my little lunch and see the North Shore's beautiful view from up there. And
I've been up there at sunset. beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they gave it to the birds, which I, you know, whatever. What about us humans, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who actually was able to pull that one off. The guy that's on the very top there with his little golf, you know, golf green, putting green, I don't know if it was him, but I don't know what happened to the people of Kilauea. Why they didn't stand up for that. But, I mean, this happened many years ago, and I'm still really ticked off about it, and I'm listening to your show, and I just want to say, you know, what's up? You know, why can't I just drive up there with my family and enjoy, you know, go up there for the full moon and go up to the top of Crater Hill, which we used to, I used to sleep up there on special nights. And it's just, it still really irks me, you know, so.
Mahalo for calling and sharing that.
Well, yeah, you know,
go ahead.
I just want to know what happened.
Well, I think that when it happened, like a lot of these blocked accesses happened before we had internet. And I think a lot of times because the people had been so beaten down by the plantations and it was kind of becoming numb. It's like, oh, I don't think people really understood that their rights were being violated.
I didn't.
One of the things the cops always like to spout off and quote to you is that the rights of the private property owner supersede everything. That's a load of hooey. That is
absolutely
a load of hooey. That means a deal has been made, you know? So I think that why not nobody stood up to them is I think the assumption has always been made that there's nothing we can do.
That's BS.
You know, but I think that people truly, you know, the town of Kilauea, the people that's a plantation town.
Yeah.
And it comes from plantation history. So you gotta think about how these people have seen the change in power, the regime change, and who held all the power? The private property owners, the plantations, and they called the shots. They were the government. They became the government.
Yeah.
And then it carried over. I remember being a child, and the very first throwdown that I experienced was Nukoli'i, where they were digging up all the Hawaiian bones to build where the Kauai Beach Resort is now.
Right.
Absolutely. I remember that big
one. Yeah,
that
was a big one.
So people really have been trying to resist, but haven't had really the venue to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, but I still feel like there was nothing that we were aware of at the time.
Right.
That's right.
Made us like step into and try to step up and go, hey, listen, we love this area. Why can't we go up there? Why can't we drive up here? Why are these rich people like taking this from us? I mean, Sylvester Stallone or whoever the heck was up there, you know, it just makes me sick to this day. And
well,
we
understand.
We so understand.
But I tell you why.
You know,
why
I'm listening to your show and I'm like going, yeah. You know, why, what's up with that big gate up there?
Oh, good question, brother. Everything you're asking has got a question mark after it.
Yes. And we do understand how you feel. Believe you me, we've been denied our access, too.
Right.
Well,
but you know what? Back then, we were not educated Hawaiians. Right now, we are. You're talking to some educated Hawaiians and people that we hang out with.
Absolutely. And I
respect
you.
That's the difference.
You know, Kuiilani, I'm Yogi's dad, and you know, we share that same, you know, thing, and we want our boys to be able to access anything like that, and he can't, you know.
Right.
We've lost it, and whatever I'm saying, go girls, you know, just whatever it is that we can do to open up
Yogi's
this area.
Dad.
Yeah.
If you know, that's all good. That's all good to find out and to know. Now that we know, then you can be sure that something will be done. But meanwhile, can you continue, if you ever continue to find any more denied access to your children, please let us know too.
And what we're planning to do, and this is not a covert operation, we're not vigilantes, we are planning to make the request of the county council and Kauai County government to enforce law. And we are planning an action where we will be at every blocked access at the same day and same time.
Yeah.
Calling
the
police.
That's why we want to know where they are.
Calling police and filing the police report that we have been denied access. That area, Sea Cliff, meets all three. It's Mauka of the shoreline. It's access for everybody forever. Okay. It meets, the PASH laws because, for 1778, pre-1778 descendants. So Hawaiians,
yeah.
That law is in effect for uh-huh. Sea Cliff. It's land that's not developed. And the Highways Act, it affects everybody. Everybody is supposed to have access.
Yep.
So what we want to do is retrain the illegal government that we find ourselves being governed by.
Yep.
You know, we find ourselves in their crosshairs and that we are under their control. But see, they have these laws. They have laws. And their job is actually to protect the rights of the whole community, not the guy with the most money. So what we're planning to do is we are going to show up the next General County Council meeting, and we're going to invite them to join us at the various access points that have been blocked. And we will be filing massive police reports on that day. And we're going to do it island-wide, same day, same time. We're going to come from all the different areas of the island and go to our accesses that have gates over them and call the cops.
Go, girls.
And we're going to invite the county council to participate and actually do here we are doing their jobs. And you know why? You know why we're doing their job? Because they're complicit.
They don't do their job.
They are complicit.
Yeah.
In the blocking.
Well, most of the folks that have come into Kilauea area weren't the old school folks that, you know, there was, when I first came to Haianae in 72, there was not a single trespassing sign. There was not a single fence. It was open.
That's
wilderness.
Right. I remember that.
Really. And, you know, I miss those days, but I mean, and listening to your show, I realized that we've lost the rights to roam freely as humans here, and I just know that it's just, you know, I just have this feeling
we have to take back control
more and more. You know, the more they get, the more they take. Yeah, and it just got me going on this whole raid. I was listening to your show. I'm watching my little son surf here out at pine trees. And I was just had a little extra time to kill here, so I'm putting in my word here that.
Well, mahalo nui, and please give Yogi a big hug. And someday soon, both our sons will be rolling up to the waterfall in their wheelchairs.
Awesome, sweetheart.
We're gonna make it happen. We're gonna take our control back. So thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Control.
Love you guys.
Aloha.
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 Aloha. I was thinking of so many things while he was talking, but...
So, yes, if you're listening and you...
Thank you
know,
so much, Yogi.
You moved here...
Yogi's dad.
Yeah, Yogi's dad.
Yeah.
If you moved here a while ago and you have seen the changes, then you... Like he said, human beings have lost the right to roam freely.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So what we're going to do is we are going to... Because, you know, Hawaiians were smart. So we're figuring out that, okay, these guys are like under a spell of a wicked witch that created this whole mess, or, you know, they're under some kind of spell. And the spell is fueled by all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And under the money swirling around them, they can't really see their job,
mm-hmm.
which is law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
and the needs of the community. So did you find out when the next General County Council meeting is?
Yes, I did. I called, and it's every Wednesday. And to get on the agenda, we need to write about who we are and what the presentation is going to be about, mm-hmm. and send it to whoever I talked to is Mason. And he has to give it to Mel,
mm-hmm.
for approval to get on the agenda.
Okay, but and if we
it's
don't...
It's going to be the whole council, not any one of the committees.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the council, so that's and, good.
And knowing them, they're not going to want to put us on the agenda, but we're going to show up anyway.
Yeah.
We need to show up anyway, and we don't have to do it this coming Wednesday. Cause,
no, too late.
This Wednesday, we will give you the date of when we're going to do this action. So,
okay, and I'll be happy to write something to them.
Right.
Send it to Mason.
So once we get in front of them, essentially what we're going to tell them is we're going to invite them
mm-hmm.
to come do their jobs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And enforce these three very important laws, PASH Access, Highways Act, and the Lateral Coastal Transit,
mm-hmm.
That are in place, and they're real laws, and that somehow the Kauai County, the police, nobody seems to recognize these laws here. It's like we're living in a very unlawful place. It's here.
It's play dumb, play pretend, and block everything we can do that the Hawaiians are trying to do. Block them all.
Well, let them eat spam. They don't need to fish. Let them eat spam, you know. So
We want our fish.
So you brought in the laws of Her Majesty Liliʻuokalani.
Isn't that awesome?
Uh-huh. And this is a copy of the legislative session in 1892. And
I think her signature, too, is on the end of the last page.
And it is filed in the University of Michigan Law Library. Hmm. So in this document, on page 68 of this document, it's it says an act. And it's defining highways and defining and establishing certain rights and duties in connection therewith.
Mm-hmm.
Being enacted by the Queen and the Legislature of the Hawaiian Kingdom, the Highways Act of 1892. And essentially, first it says, Section 1, this act may be cited in all public proceedings as the Highways Act, 1892. The definition of public highway, Section 2. All roads, alleys, streets, ways, lanes, courts, places, trails, and bridges in the Hawaiian Islands, whether now or hereafter opened, laid out, or built by the government, or by private parties, and dedicated or abandoned to the public as a highway, are hereby declared to be public highways.
Ha ha!
Even the lane, the alleyway, is a public highway in Hawaii.
The bridge.
Everything. Anything you can walk on.
Exactly.
That is man-made.
That's the law.
It's a public highway.
It's a public highway.
Mm-hmm. Dedication of highways by private persons. It says, any road, alleyway, streetway, lane, court, place, trail, or bridge laid out, constructed, opened, or maintained by the individuals or corporations as a highway may become a public highway by dedication or abandonment or surrender thereof to general use by such individual or corporation,
mm-hmm.
provided by the same shall be accepted or adopted by the Minister of the Interior. Ownership of public highways in the government. The ownership of all public highways and the land, real estate, and property of the same shall be in the Hawaiian government in fee simple. Supervision of highways in the Minister of the Interior. Oh. All public highways are under the general supervision, charge, and control of the Minister of the Interior.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to really define even irrigation and drainage ditches are highways.
Those? Oh.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting document. This act,
and
the Highways Act.
And it's still enforced.
Yes. This is had been enacted into federal law. So this act, it begins on page 68 of the Legislative Assembly of Queen Liliʻuokalani in 1892, if you want to check that out and look at it. So mm-hmm. the Highways Act, again, guarantees access rights for whom? Everybody. How long? Forever. Where? Any pre-1892 trail, lane, alleyway, bridge, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that
if
covers all of it.
If anybody wants a copy, they can call me up and I'll give me your address and I'll send it to you because it's in my computer.
So
and the number is 652-1249. This is Auntie Nanny. If you want a copy of the Highway Act, let me know. Call me at 652-1249. I can email it to you. Mahalo.
You're amazing with your Ho'okipa network. You know, anytime I want to know something, all I got to do is call you up.
Oh.
Auntie.
but I got a good friend called Hope Kalai that also supplies me with all of this stuff, too. So.
Oh, my God.
I got a great source.
Hope is amazing.
And she's alive and well, and I can talk to her face-to-face anytime. It's wonderful.
In fact, Hope, if you're listening, call us here, 826-7771.
Yeah.
She's done a huge amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
Compiling.
Videographer.
Compiling all of it.
Researcher and compiling the Alahele presentation is amazing.
Yep.
And it's on Ho'ike, too. I could also give you folks information on that video, and I'd be very happy to send it to you.
Okay, so getting to where we've got about 20 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
We went over the Highways Act, the PASH, and the lateral coastal transit.
Let's quickly also mention the Waipoli denied access.
Okay, go for it.
No, I didn't know because he was here.
Oh, he called into my show. Navai was supposed to come here today.
You got more details on it. Go ahead.
He called in last Wednesday and said that he and two other young men were eating a plate lunch on the beach in front of Makaiva,
mm-hmm.
which is between the Courtyard Marriott and Hukilau Lanai, if you're familiar with Coconut
right.
Coast, they call it.
That was a big, wide-open space mm-hmm. at one time.
So somebody got out of a vehicle and told them they had to leave the beach that they owned all the way into the ocean.
Property.
The beach is private property and that they owned all the way into the ocean. And Navai said,
no.
Rah, I ain't leaving this beach. I've been here since I was a baby. So
I wanted to go there to go have lunch today.
I know. We were going to go. We should go next Monday. I had to take people on a tour
today.
I'm driving again tomorrow. Maybe Wednesday after radio we could go.
Okay.
Auntie Nani and I are thinking, well, we could
anybody
go take...
Anybody like come with us?
I would love it if we had a whole bunch of ladies on the beach sewing leis and eating lunch.
Well, I'm going to bring my fishing pole.
Woohoo, Kanaka fantasies.
And don't forget the lunch. Okay.
But we were thinking we would show up down there and see if they were going to try come bully us off the beach. Well, Navai told him, call the cops. Use my phone. And the guy didn't. He left. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing that they think they actually own
the
beach.
They own the beach.
They own the water.
No way.
And my blood was boiling when he was telling me this. After listening to Oshi's story.
Yes.
And how he was threatened pretty much.
There's where Pila'a.
No, that was on Alaloa Trail. Yeah. Waipake.
Oh, Waipake. Yeah.
Mm. And so, you know, it was like, and then remembering our experience up at Waipahe'e and all the hired guns they had behind the fence,
mm-hmm.
It's really...
You know, we can't help but pay attention because these are signs for us. When things happen like that in sequence,
mm-hmm.
then that means we got to pay attention. This is like Ho'ailona's, you know, just signs. Pay attention, Maka'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe it's our kupuna talking to us, too.
Yeah, they are shining the light, you know. And when Oshi was telling me his story sitting in here, my blood was just boiling. You know me, because you know me, I just carry a lock cutter in my car, and I just cut the lock, and I go, catch me if you can.
Mm.
I haven't had that sort of experience since I got arrested in Papa'a Bay,
mm-hmm.
Where I just didn't get to go where I wanted to go.
No.
And so...
No, but we did go back later. Remember?
We climbed down the rocks.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming
in my business suit.
In your clothes.
After court.
That was fun.
Yeah. But
that is a beautiful bay. It should be open to the public, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It belongs to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... just not reasonable for them to think that they can stop us from going there. Jeez.
My mom called me the other day and she said, please, can I have some limu kohu from Pila'a?
Oh.
But unless you work for, you know, over there, how are you going to get that limu kohu? Because they don't let you go in. And they threaten you and harass you. And all we're trying to do is get some food. So
yeah,
we're going to have to really change this situation. And it goes all the way to the top of the mountain. I was up in Koke'e today.
Mm.
There's a logging operation happening up
yes.
there. They're logging Koa.
And they're logging the albizias, too. You saw them on the highway?
Mm-hmm.
They're cutting down everything. Is it time for a tram? Or
I don't. Well, the albizia are.
The albizia.
They're really weak trees. They're strong in the sense that they emit poison into the ground that kills the native plants, but they're really weak and they fall over very easily. So if you're talking about Kalihiwai.
Yes, I am.
They cut those trees because they were going to fall over the road already.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
They're really. They're kind of. I don't want to say rubbish trees, but they don't really have a use. Like,
why
before all the invasives came over, every plant had a meaning, a use for it here. You know, why was it here? The Polynesians didn't put ornamentals in their canoe.
No.
They brought things you could use, you know, and the plants here you could use. Now we've got all these plants that are killing the native forest, creating traffic hazards, all these invasive species that have been brought here.
Yeah, through the hurricane.
And other things.
That's when it all happened, too. A lot of that buffalo grass, the what do they call it, the elephant grass, and those are very, very invasive high grasses, too. We never had those before.
Never.
Never.
You could see the ocean the whole way to town.
Yeah, until after Iniki. Things just flew onto our island and stayed. But I thought they were going to use the logs from the albizia trees for this... fire burning electrical or energy plant thing.
Yeah, there's been, I just don't believe anything
they should.
They say.
I think it's a good idea. Cut down those albizias because they're invasive and just, you know, use them and burn them to make energy. Anyway, I think there is. That is going to be happening.
I'm really glad they cut those trees down at Kalihiwai, though, because I drive that road every day, sometimes five or six times, and all the time I'm thinking, is that the next tree that's going to fall over? And, you know.
Yep, I understand.
That's anyway.
True. High winds, too, especially. Oh, and there also have been rocks that have been rolling off that cliff. My daughter said she almost, you know, got into an accident. A rock fell off of the cliff at Kalihiwai just as she passed.
There's a lot of jobs to be given to people concerning... Mm-hmm. Taking care of the public highways, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of people could have jobs if they would actually spend some money on, you know, taking care of the community and the island. So, you know, that's just a thought there. You know, you look at how they even did this job. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry. I'm not an arborist, but I think it could have been done where it would look better. It looks really not that great. And even up in Koke'e when, you know, they trim the side of the roads, they get their machines and they just chomp everything and leave it. And it doesn't really, you know.
No, it can cause forest fires. I thought they were also reforesting the Koa forests of Koke'e.
Yeah, and that's planting, so that they can now commercialize Koa. They're going to log it. That's what everything is pointing to.
Really?
Yes.
I never heard that. I think it's terrible.
Yeah. They, you know, did you ever wonder how a koa bowl ends up in a shop for sale when it's illegal to sell koa and buy koa?
Well, it's probably an old tree that fell over.
But to make a nice bowl, you have to use fresh koa. Uh-huh. When it's older, it's very brittle. So how do all these guys, the woodworkers, get the koa?
Yeah.
They pay the state for a permit. And
to
then they
grow
can,
them.
No, then they can harvest koa.
Well, harvest.
But you have to pay the state. And it goes back to everything. You got to pay the state. You got to pay the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's laws, but if you pay the state, there's ways around it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Just as in the access just like in the Access.
Right.
Because if you go to Songs of Sovereignty Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and you look at that gate that's over Waipahe'e Road,
oh.
he has down the middle of that road, he has palm trees and a little median. So he's made it into two lanes entering into the gate. And then on either side of the gate, he has these big stone posts with, the copper signs that say Kauai Ranch. He spells Kauai wrong. Kauai Ranch, it says. And the gates are automatic. You need a code to get in and out. And so when we were all there and they explained to the police officers that Mr. McCluskey had permission to put up the gate from the state because drug addicts were going in there and people were going in there and having sex.
Oh.
So that's why they got to put up a gate. But the way the gate looks, it doesn't look like just preventing people from accessing. This looks like this guy has taken over.
Yes.
And now this is his estate. So check that out if you want to see pictures of the gate. We've got about 10 more minutes here, and I know people want to call and tell their past stories, their non-access stories.
Please call.
But I know it's really frightening because, last Wednesday after we were on the air, I got a phone call from an anonymous listener. Mm. And he said, you just put yourself really in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been going on for a long time, and you're poking the bee's nest, the beehive.
The hornet's nest.
Yeah, the hornet's nest, right?
Yeah.
So we understand if you don't want to tell us on the air, you can also personal message us on Facebook and tell us your access nightmare.
Yes.
Your access nightmare.
Okay, I got an announcement. This is about our Ahupua'a Council in Punamoku having their monthly meeting as usual on the second Sunday of every month at the Kapa'a Library from 5 to 6 p.m. No, 5 to 7 p.m. Ekalamai. So that's the Ahupua'a Council. Those that are interested in Malama Aina, Malama'a resources within your Ahupua'a, if you have any concerns and would like to take action on it, you can share your mana'o with us at our meetings, and we'll see what we can do with it. We'll network it and have everybody join in and participate in that conversation, come up with ideas, commiserate, and then we're going to come up with an action, and we're going to do the do. However we can. And with whatever rights and powers that we've got to do that. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Don't be afraid. Stand up for your rights. Stand up, everybody. Is that how the song goes?
Yes, it
does. Stand up for your rights, folks. And believe it when I tell you that we are sovereign. People don't believe it. People want to argue with me. Nani, what is your political status? Oh, I'm a sovereign. Kanaka Maoli, Native Hawaiian, Kanaka O'iwi, and they don't get it. So, you're sovereign, live sovereign. We love you guys. Aloha so much, and mahalo for joining us on this program with Ka'iu. And we got a phone call. Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, aloha.
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 Oh, I just tuned in about the beach access, or access, right?
Yes.
And I remember Secret Beach, Kauapea Beach.
Aha, good one.
Two accesses on Kauapea Street.
Mm.
And they both got shut off due to private estates, but that's how you got down there for, forever, was through Kauapea Street. And there were two distinct accesses.
Yeah.
And then the other one, of course, Kipu Falls. I'm sure everyone, you probably already mentioned that one.
Oh, how long has that been closed?
Since the plantation.
Really?
Kipu Falls, yeah. It's a few years now.
Pardon?
How many? Oh, you're breaking up. Darn it.
I would say a few years.
A few years?
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, that was a place where all the local kids would go. And now, you know, what an amazing place to be, you know, just a memory.
Well, for us, it was Waipahee Falls.
Yeah, on this side of the island.
But I have
yeah.
been to Kipu Falls, too. That is a beautiful place.
Yeah, it was like it was all locals, and then it got in the guidebook, and then the tourists started going there, and then it turned into a zoo, and then there was a lot of accidents, and then they shut off access.
Who's they?
I guess it would be Grove Farm. I'm just guessing. I'm not sure, but it was...
You would be guessing correctly.
Yeah, mahalo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's accesses all over the island, but those are the two that stand out in my mind.
Well, who stopped...
To go and I don't go anymore.
Yeah.
So,
what about that Kalapea? Who is the one stopping you folks from going there? The county.
I don't know who the landowner is now, but it was like halfway down the street.
Okay.
And I tried to go down there once and I just got, you know, severely booted out and, you know, told never to come back by the guard dog, just like in Kilauea Falls.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Threatened, arrested because I want to go to the waterfall.
You got arrested.
Oh, no, threatened to.
Oh, threatened with arrest, yeah.
Threatened to get arrested if I didn't leave immediately. And the guy was not nice about it.
No.
And that's just a hired security guy.
I miss going to that one, too. We used to go to that one, too, that slippery slide over there. Is that the one you're talking about, Kilauea Falls?
No, not slippery slide, Kilauea Falls.
Kilauea also had a slippery slide.
It has a slippery slide, too.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Bretta? We're running out of time.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Can you listen up on Wednesday? Because we're going to be coming up with our date of our action when we're going to converge on all of the blocked accesses all over the island.
Yes.
And file police reports. We'd love it if you participate in that with us. You take care. Mahalo for calling.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha, mahalo again to all of you for joining us. We love you. This is the station of Aloha and Love. So come back and see us. First Monday of the month, 5 to 6 o'clock. And live sovereign because we are. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho. Aloha. Singing songs of freedom. Singing songs.
Just wanted to say a happy, happy birthday to my mo'opuna, Vika Rogers. I love you. This is your grandma. Ahui ho.